You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Is that difficult, having the two sets of mindset?
Oh, yeah. My left brain, I think my left brain in having a great World War 3, 4, 5 with my right brain. Initially, it was tough. It was really tough because there are certain mass consciousness kind of mindset was being instilled in me to be able to get away from that, you know, to break through and set myself free and to look at business and to have this harmony without losing the essence of being truthful, you know. It was very, very challenging.
And how did you come into that realization?
Well, how did I come into that realization? It is the journey traveling within. Because it has come to this part, this point of time in my life that it doesn't really matter what I do. Okay, yes, making jewelry is my true passion, but it doesn't really matter what I do. But whatever I do has got a lot of things to do with what I, the divine plan was designed, you know. So everything was being aligned to that. That only happened when I come to realize about who I am and finding the purpose of life, the reason why I'm here. Yeah.
And what is that vision you're talking about that requires a lot of money?
Oh, okay. The is to teach and share. And when the divine being says to teach and share, it's like teaching everything and sharing everything. For example, if I have, say, 50 ringgit in my pocket, and suddenly this notion comes and say, Wendy, you have to share that 50 ringgit. There's no time. No, I can't say that. Oh, no, but I don't have enough. And you just have to give. You just have to do it. And many a times there are, especially in terms of making this business decision and when we were having all this financial strenuous situation, it is this belief that, you know, okay, I say yes, so you better take care of it. Who pushed me forward to say, okay, this to teach and share is what I want to do. And as I persevere, I realize one thing. As I persevere, the meaning will slowly to reveal, you know. So in order to teach and share, to who? Okay. And it has become very, very focused to people who really need a so-called second chance in life. We are not teaching them how to be a person. We provide the platform for them so that they, on this platform, they can find or fulfill or bring out the best, whatever, okay, through the activities that we do. And yeah, and that is my vision. And I believe in time to come, more to be revealed.
Speaking of teaching and sharing, what's your criteria for hiring the artisans that work with you?
No criteria. Yeah. Let me give you an example of this. He is such a joy to me. Okay. He is actually my factory manager now. But I think somewhat 4 years ago, I was reading, you know, I was shopping in MPH. I went to the jewelry section and I saw this young man standing at the bookshelf with jewelry and he was actually flipping through all those books. Okay. And then I said, hi, are you a jeweler? And he spoke to me in Chinese, meaning, sorry, I don't speak English. So of course I conversed with him in Cantonese and said, why are you looking at all these books and all? Then he said, you find that he hasn't learned enough and he wants to learn more, and in his workplace doesn't allow him to do so. So very spontaneously, I'll just give him my card and say, look, I'm not asking you to come and join me. If you are happy there, you know, you be there, you know. But if you want to learn more, you can call me and then you can come to my workshop and you know, I can share the skill with you. And without knowing, he quit that side and he joined me. I said, are you serious? I said, okay, because I want to learn more. And today, he is my factory manager, and he hasn't completed. He was a dropout from school, you know, and I think just about a few months ago, and I just encouraged him to pick up some books from management, because he has come to this management level, and he's really doing it. And from the way so there is no criteria. Whoever that wants to learn something, or even I think the most important thing is that this platform is for people who really want to find themselves or to anchor themselves, you know, because it's really not it's quite challenging, because to those disciplines like, you know, actions, it has got a deeper meaning. Like, for example, grinding. People say, oh, grinding, how can I be a millionaire when I grind? I said, no, I become one because I did those grinding, something like that, you know. Yeah. So this is how we inspire people, through action, not just talk, you know, with a lot of action.
Yeah. I'm speaking to Wendy Low from Wendy Low Artisans, an open for business segment. You're listening to BFM 89.9. So currently, do you come up with a range, or do you do custom-made jewellery?
Currently, I do a lot of custom-made jewellery. And of course, a lot of from my corporate client doing ODM, original design manufacturing. But in the future, I would like to, and I do have a collection, my private collection, of jewelry that is solely my interpretation of all the essence that and all the inspiration that I get from the sea. So that's.
And your ODM is for locals or foreigners?
For foreigners, yeah.
Okay,
foreigners.
And your work is available in everywhere? Where is it distributed currently?
Currently, that part of it is actually distributed in Europe, but I can't tell you who they are.
Because they've got their name on it.
Sorry?
Because they've got their name on
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay, so now, how has the economy affected you?
By the grace of the divine being, really, we are doing quite okay. We are not exactly affected. And I believe, we will be able to ride through. Yeah, we will be able to.
Okay, so currently with what you're doing, right, you work with all, you work with silver, gold, all kinds of metals, all kinds of stones?
No, very, very focused. I work with gold and silver. And gold being 18 karat. And platinum,
All right, and the stones that you work with, that's also...
It has to be natural stones.
It has to be natural stones.
It's natural stones.
Yeah. And if I were to say, what's so different about you from your competitors? You know, what do you say to that?
Okay, what I see is this. Over the years, I'm able to identify this space that that we are very comfortable in, this space in the market, in the segment of jewelry. So in the first place, I don't see that there is any competitors in that sense. They are all players in the market. But because of this uniqueness of the space, right, we are different in that sense, because the things that we do are the things that they don't do. So I don't see any competitors. They are all the players, because these players can eventually become my clients sometime. In the future. So the difference is really the way we approach, the way we attend to our customer. We believe in giving 100% attention, full attention to details. Okay, like for example, I would take the trouble to measure the neckline of my customer, find out where the bones is, you know, and this training is throughout. For all my salespeople and for the people who does the sales for me. And everybody has to have that, you know, to be very, very attentive to even the structure, like, for example, the necklace. They have to be very aware of where it should bend, you know. And it is this kind of attentiveness, I believe, mark me apart from the other players.
Okay, so when you say this space, that's what you mean?
Mm.
All right, this space in the marketplace where you're really customer service, is it?
Yes.
Okay, if you were to label it.
Right.
Now, also, when you talk about ODM being one of your, that you also do apart from custom-made jewelry and also coming up with a range, what else are you also doing in your business?
I do industrial products like diamond dresser. We do... Let me see. Yeah, Diamond Dresser. And
what's Diamond Dresser?
Okay, Diamond Dresser is a kind of tools that dress, you know, the wheel, you know, when, let's say, it is to dress the wheel, the big roll, the wheel. And the wheel is meant for treating the surface of a certain metal. So in order to dress the wheel, which is actually rock, it is very rocky, we have to use the diamond dresser to dress it, to line it. Yeah, so okay. That is the diamond dresser.
All right, so that's right. One of the things that you're also focusing on.
Yeah.
Do you work with companies to help them revamp their image and things like that? Do you do that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. In fact, we actually had a project we actually have a project going on in doing revamping the factory. It is a country that it is a third world country. I was there and I look at the factory and I say, okay, we did a walkthrough. So these are the things, and I told the owner, these are the things that needs to be improved. If you want to be the number one in your region, you have to do this. And they like it and they just engage your service. Yeah.
Okay, so you also do consultancy.
Yes.
Unplanned.
Yes.
Unplanned. So you just came to, and you believe in, and basically it comes back to your teaching and sharing.
Yes, that is sharing. That's sharing. Yeah.
Okay, just a final question. So what are you doing to stay ahead of the market, or, you know, in that, if I would look at it in a business sense now?
Okay, remember the space that I was telling you? That space, actually, it is not a matter of being the leader or having this fear of falling out of business because of this space that we have actually identified. The question is, how do we stay in this space? I mean, some people will say that, oh, this is the blue ocean. But to me, whether it is a blue ocean or the red ocean doesn't really matter, but we know where we are. It's how to stay in this this space that we have identified as long as we want. And I realize that in order to do that, we have to continue to improve, continue to harness our skills and to be really in tech of what the other industry, the other technologies are moving towards, you know, and also the sentiment, the buyer sentiment. We have to be very, very, it's like our pulse. We have to know that. We have to be really aware in order to stay in that, it's not a comfort zone, you know, to stay in that space that we have actually identified.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
You're most welcome.
BFM 89.9, I've been speaking to Wendy Low from Wendy Low Artisans in our Open for Business segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.